in the wake of some of the controversies around the role of some media moguls in the most recent leadership spill, followed by a week of drama within the ABC, raising some questions about the role and influence of conservatives on the public broadcaster, Kevin Rudd has come out and called for a royal commission into abuse of power in Australia, media power in particular. So is Rudd right that the media is in crisis and that we do need a royal commission to fix it? Well, we're joined on the line now by Peter Frey. He's a professor of journalism practice at University of Technology, Sydney. He's worked with the Sydney Morning Herald, the Sun Herald, the Canberra Times and the Sunday Age. And he's also the presenter of The Fourth Estate here on 2SER. Peter, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Great pleasure. And I should also say I've also worked for The Australian. Owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Quite an impressive resume.
Not so sure about that, but anyway. Kevin Rudd. What can you say about Kevin Rudd, that hasn't already been said? Do we need a royal commission? Is an interesting question. My sense of it is why. Why would we need one? I think the media in this country is very well examined. We've had numerous inquiries. We've got a couple going right now. I think what's going on really is, we've got two separate events, right? We've got the leadership spill, we've got a very disgruntled former prime minister who's clearly been leaking to some of his favourite journalists. and he's entitled to do so, and long may he do so indeed. And then we have this kind of remarkable turn of events at the ABC. Putting them all together, does it equal a royal commission? I don't think so.
And he wrote an opinion piece. Kevin Rudd wrote an opinion piece on Tuesday. It came out in the Sydney Morning Herald. Basically, he was saying, you know, if there's ever a case for a full royal commission, it's now. Is that where this all started, or has this been bubbling along for a while, or has he just kind of pulled this out of his sock?
Possibly his sock, or another part of his anatomy. Who knows? But look, I think there's an interesting thing that links Kevin and Malcolm Turnbull, and that is they were both, when they were in power, quite adept at courting the media. Quite adept, and I count myself as one person who, for instance, was asked to cure Billy by Kevin Rudd a few times. I wasn't alone in that. I know the editor-in-chief of The Australian would go there a bit, famously overhearing Kevin Rudd talking to George Bush. And other editors as well. So these are politicians who are incredibly adept when they're in power at, you know, cozying up to the media. And I think what links Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull is they are both out of power now. Malcolm is very bitter. And Kevin also is still quite bitter. He said some things during the leadership tensions about the influence of Murdoch and what have you. And look, so these are people who have tasted a lot of power, have a lot of influence, if you like, both in the politics and in the media, and then it goes. And it depends on the personality type. In both, I think they have quite similar personality types, and they're lashing out saying, you know, we've got this problem. Now, I would not stand here and sit here and say to you, we don't have a problem. There should be checks and balances on what the media does. There should be debate about media bias. There should be, all these things can be aired, that's entirely right, but I don't think we need a royal commission to do it. That just seems overreach to me. I mean, do we really need another royal commission?
Yeah, we do seem to have a few floating around at the moment.
Yeah, I'll tell you what would be a different thing is if the politicians, kind of did their job. You know, I think about this is a crazy notion. Politicians did their job and sit in Parliament and talked about things like this or talked about the abuse of the aged and aired the things that, you know, are supposed to concern Australians and pass laws, if appropriate, to deal with it. I don't think we need a royal commission into abuse of power. What would it achieve? You would have, you know, the normal suspects saying the normal things and at the end there would be a bunch of recommendations of what? I mean, that's the other thing is, we do have a quite robust regulations in the broadcast area. We have ACMA, which has a series of regulations that can look at bias and inappropriate use of the medium. And in the press side and the tech side, there's the Australian Press Council, which is a self-regulated industry body. That's true. We had the Finkelstein inquiry a few years ago that looked at that, and it found that, you know, had some ideas. These things can certainly come up for review, but do we have a systemic problem that's any different than we had 5 or 10 years ago? I don't think we do.
And one thing I thought was quite interesting as well, he's come out, he's really particularly called out the Murdoch media, saying that the Murdoch media has created a culture of fear amongst, you know, the rest of the media, even academics. If we're using, I guess, the situation at the ABC to springboard off that, it's personally, it feels a little bit opportunistic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is that. And look, no one, you know, who follows media in this country would sort of, you can't deny that, you know, there's a concentration of media power in News Corp. I mean, that's true, especially if you live in Adelaide and Brisbane. And but we do have, you know, we have got rid of, there are checks and balances to that. I mean, I think, for instance, on the positive side, we've seen, you know, the New York Times arrive here, the Guardian arrive here, dare I say it, the Daily Mail arrive here. I mean, there's more choice now than ever before, right? I mean, that's the other thing. We live in this incredible digital age, this converged age, you know, and we can read so much more at an instant than we ever did, certainly 15 years ago. So Kevin Rudd, there is an element of self-serving there, there's no doubt about it, but, you know, are we shocked by that? I think we need a royal commission into former prime ministers.
That'd be the day.
That would be the day.
So, just before I let you go, I mean, realistically, do you think that we are likely to see a royal commission into the media anytime soon?
No, I don't think so. I think we've seen, for instance, only, was it a year ago, we saw a Senate inquiry into public interest journalism. That spawned a few things. There was an ACCC inquiry into the influence of Google and Facebook on news journalism in this country. There's a couple of reviews going on into the ABC itself. And now we have this sort of quick and dirty inquiry into what happened in the ABC, you know, in the last few weeks or so. So there's a lot of examination in the media. And is there a political appetite for it? I don't think so. I think there's a, you know, this is where, you know, I guess the real politics comes in. There is an election coming, and the last thing a politician is going to do is basically, you know, say there should be a royal commission into Rupert Murdoch. And this is probably one of the reasons why there should be a royal commission. But anyway, I don't think there's any political appetite for it. And I actually think the industry, you know, the fundamental problem that we're facing in journalism isn't a bias and abuse of power. It's the business model, you know, and we've got to find a new business model, and we've got to find new ways of making money and reaching audiences and all these things. And that's far more important than any idea that Kevin Rudd has had in the last 3 hours or so.
I think we'll leave it there. Peter, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
A great pleasure. See you.
That was Peter Frey. He's a professor in journalism practice at the University of Technology, Sydney. He's worked with the Sydney Morning Herald, the Sun Herald, the Canberra Times, the Sunday Age and the Australian. And he's chatting with us this morning about the recent call by Kevin Rudd for the Royal Commission into the abuse of media power in Australia. Of course, you can also catch Peter on 2SER's Fourth Estate.